Habits of thought control one's life. Success is hastened or delayed by one's habits. It is not your passing inspirations or brilliant ideas, so much as your everyday mental habits that control your life. Habits of thought are mental magnets that draw to you certain things, people, and conditions. Good habits of thought enable you to attract benefits and opportunities. Bad habits of thought attract you to materially minded persons and to unfavorable environments. Weaken a bad habit by avoiding everything that occasioned it or stimulated it without concentrating upon it in your zeal to avoid it. Then, divert your mind to some good habit and steadily cultivate it until it becomes a dependable part of you. There are always two forces warring against each other within us. One force tells us to do the things we should not do, and the other urges us to do the things we should do, the things that seem difficult. One voice is that of evil, and the other is that of good, or God. Through difficult daily lessons, you will sometimes see clearly that bad habits nourish the tree of unending material desires, while good habits nourish the tree of spiritual aspirations. More and more, you should concentrate your efforts on successfully maturing the spiritual tree, that you may someday gather the ripe fruit of self-realization. If you are able to free yourself from all kinds of bad habits, and if you are able to do good because you want to do good, and not merely because evil brings sorrow, then you are truly progressing in spirit. It is only when you discard your bad habits that you are really a free man. Until you are a true master, able to command yourself to do the things that you should do but may not want to do, you are not a free soul. In that power of self-control lies the seed of eternal freedom. I have now mentioned several important attributes of success: positive thoughts, dynamic will, self-analysis, initiative, and self-control. Many popular books stress one or more of these, but fail to give credit to the divine power behind them. Attunement with the divine will is the most important factor in attracting success. Divine will is the power that moves the cosmos and everything in it. It was God's will that hurled the stars into space. It is His will that holds the planets in their orbits and that directs the cycles of birth, growth, and decay in all forms of life.